The Bhagavad Gita, Lord Shri Krishna has instructed Chaturvarnamayastristam Gunakarma Vibhagasya. He has very scientifically arranged human society in four varnas and four ashrams, according to one's natural propensities, the qualities they have derived from previous births. One can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a way by which one can bring the greatest benefit to oneself and to all of society. The goal of human life is purification. There is no other purpose to this human existence but to purify our hearts. And the process of purification is to always remember Krishna. You have chanted this prayer, Om apavitra pavitro va saravavastam gatopi va yasmaret pundarikaksha sabhayabhyantarasuchi. Whatever our condition, whether we are purified or unpurified,
I was 9 years old, decided to initiate him with the sacred thread. One of the most beautiful pastimes to ever be revealed to the world. Jagannath Mishra called all friends, relatives, Brahmins, and others to his house, had a big and wonderful festival with music and the chanting of sacred mantras. And in the assembly of so many great souls, Jagannath Mishra placed the sacred thread around the body of his son, Vishwambhar. It said that Ananta Shesha personally incarnated in the form of that thread just to serve the Lord in this intimate, loving way. And then he whispered the Gayatri Mantra in the right ear of his son. And Nimai took the form of Lord Vamanadev. His head was shaven for the ceremony, and his beautiful golden complexion was effulgent. He picked up a little stick and a begging bowl, and in his eternal form of Vamana avatar, he went from house to house begging alms. And even the wives of the demigods, Saraswati, Parvati, disguised themselves as Brahmins' wives just to give charity to Lord Gaurasundar. Shortly after this, Jagannath Mishra during an ordinary appearing night went to take rest, and all of a sudden he woke up and he began to cry out in great, great distress, "Please, child, do not leave me. Please become a grihastha and remain at home." And Sachimata was very much alarmed. She said, "Why are you crying out like this? Why are you in so much anxiety?" And Jagannath Mishra explained, "I had just had a wonderful dream, which simultaneously gave me great pleasure and great suffering. In this dream, I saw our beautiful child, Vishwambhar. His head was shaved. His shika was shaved. He was in the beautiful form of a sannyasi. He had renounced all the pleasures of the world. He had renounced his family. And Advaitacharya and all the devotees, they were all standing around him chanting his glories. And our Nimai was weeping, he was crying, he was laughing in an ecstatic love for Krishna, and he was inducing everyone to chant the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
throughout the entire universe, reaching all the way to the borders of the universe, nothing could be heard except the loud chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And our dear son, he was sitting on a throne on top of Ananta Shesha. And all the great devotees were praising his glories. Brahma with four mouths, Shiva with five mouths, Ananta Shesha with 1,000 mouths. They were all chanting the glories of our son, Gaur Sundar. And then the dream changed. And I saw our Vishwambar, and he was dancing in transcendental ecstasy, going from village to village. And there were millions upon millions upon millions of souls following behind him with their arms raised, loudly crying out the holy names of
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This dream is giving me great distress. I fear that our son, being disinterested with all the affairs of this material world, will renounce everything, become a sannyasi, and leave us. And this thought is unbearable to me. It is bringing me great pain in my heart. And Sachi Devi, as the perfection of a chaste and faithful wife, would do anything to give pleasure to her husband. She began to explain that Nimai is so much absorbed and attached to his studies, and he so much likes to play, he will never leave us. At that time, Nimai was very much attached to playing. In fact, it is said that there was no game ever made that he was not playing with his friends. One game is explained, where he and his friends, they would go to the bank of Ganges, and they would all have to count how many footprints of birds were in the sand. And they would count all the way and see who got to the Ganges first. And if anyone skipped or missed one footprint, he would lose the game. And then he would have to carry his friend on his shoulders back home. So Sachimata was saying, he is so much attached to playing and studying, he will not leave us. But a few days later, Jagannath Mishra could not bear this thought. He came home from the ashram of his guru, where he was studying the Vedas and the scriptures. And he came down with a very high and deadly fever. And this brought great sorrow and fear to the household. Sachimata began to worry and cry. And Nimai began to explain to her, because they could both see that death was inevitable. He said that why do we mourn over the death of someone? For everyone, death is inevitable. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, even the vast oceans and the Himalayan mountains, all must meet with their time of destruction. It is the inevitable ways of this world. But a real friend will help their beloved at the time of death by gathering people together to help him remember Krishna by chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna!